Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Joel LaBauer is our guest, Mr. Led Zeppelin. They call him around here. The Franchise King, he is. Author of Become a Franchise Owner, and give us that website, Joel.
TheFranchiseKing.com.
All right, so check it out. And you've got a new offering that you're working on that's going to be ready in a week or so, and a new ebook that you're going to be making available
called,
to folks.
The Definitive Guide to Franchise Research.
And to research?
It's all about franchise research. Yes, okay. How to do it, and it includes a whole section on how to use the internet,
right?
In some interesting ways.
All the different resources that are out there, the books, and how do you go to the library and find this book or that book, or go online and find this list of potential, or and how to was it also included how to do research on a franchisor?
Yeah, it sure does. In the guide, I share some resources that are very kind of under the radar information you may be able to get about the franchisor and even some of the franchise executives, the CEO,
right.
And sometimes even the franchise salesperson.
Wow.
There's some really
That's
cool
important.
Resources out there that people don't think about looking
right.
at.
Folks, this is a big decision. And by the way, let me give a couple of quick definitions, Joel, just in case people are just tuning in and they're not as familiar. They're just starting to think about this. Tell them what a franchisor is and what a franchisee is.
That's a good point. Franchisor, the person who founded the franchise company and came up with the franchise concept is the franchisor.
And the
licensor of the
licensor of the business model, and then the franchisee is
the franchisee is the person that invests their own money to become their own boss and owns the license.
They buy that license and say, okay, I'm gonna put your name, Burger King or Taco Bell or Servomation or whatever. I'm gonna put your name, Service Master, put your name on my truck or my business, and I'll operate the way you say is the best way. But I'm gonna fund it myself. And anyway, et cetera, et cetera. But folks, this is a major decision. It's a great way to be in business. But if you don't set it up right in the beginning, if you don't take the time to do it right in the beginning, you could turn an otherwise successful venture into a nightmare. You've got to get it started right. That's the reason why this research that Joel is talking about is so important. One big thing, Joel, that I know that you stress all the time, and I'm going to ask you about if it's in the book, I'm sure it is about doing the due diligence with other franchisees.
That's right.
You've got to do that, right?
You know, I always and I always tell people, if you've never researched a franchise, how are you supposed to know how to do it? That's what this ebook is about, from A to Z, and how to do the research and asking really, really powerful questions to every franchisee you talk with. And I recommend talking to 10 or 15 franchisees of any of the franchise concepts that you're interested in, and asking them wonderful questions, like some of the 50 questions that I've included in this ebook.
Wow.
Questions that some franchisees, quite frankly, have probably never been asked.
Mm.
It's really, really important to get to the heart of the matter, and the only way to do that is to ask questions, but also to approach the franchisees correctly. In other words, if your first question to a franchisee that's in another area of the country is, "Hey, hi, this is Joel Blasingame over here in Detroit, and I'm thinking about opening 1-800 Ribs. Can you just real quick, tell me how much you make. That's not going to go real well.
That's not going to work.
You explain to them how to have
that conversation in your ebook, don't you?
Yeah. And when to ask about the money, and it's not at the beginning.
And one of the things, would you agree with me that the unicorn that you're looking for in that due diligence, that particular part of the due diligence, is to find somebody who failed at that franchise? That's the unicorn.
That's right. Yes. Find some unhappy franchisees, either someone who has failed or someone who is just not doing well, and find out what the heck is going on.
Well,
it might be the franchisee. It might be that they were not a good fit to begin with, and they're just in the wrong business. Or it could be the franchisor, combination of both. It could be a location, market conditions. Find out so you don't repeat it.
The Definitive Guide to Franchise Research. Is that the title?
Yes, it sure is, and the webpage will be out soon. It'll be prominent on the FranchiseKing.com website.
Okay.
Within a week or so, it'll be up and running.
And you got a price for it yet?
Yes, $34.99.
All right.
That's very inexpensive.
Folks,
Anyone looking at a franchise can afford it.
If you're not willing to invest $35 in this kind of research, folks, then you need to go get a job somewhere. Don't become a franchisee because you're not ready for prime time. Hey Joel, thank you for being here. Go to franchiseking.com and look for the ebook on that website. In about a week or so.
And happy New Year, everybody.
And you let us know, and we'll put it on our stuff so we can let folks know that it's available. Joel Abava, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year to you, Joel. We'll see you next time. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.